Are we on, Lynn?
I was kind of bull up because he insulted Christy.
Yeah.
I would have just stuck my foot in it if I should.
You were a gutsy boy.
And where'd you get that one, Mr. Strange?
Joe Blackerby's next door celebrating his 100th birthday.
We're almost broadcasting?
Almost.
Let's move forward. James, tell us about this parcel of property, please. This is over in Thousand Hills.
This is a condominium.
Okay.
Looking at their application, purchase price is irrelevant because it was in 1996. They said they'd enclosed a porch here in their comments. And I'm assuming that.
Is that out in Ledgestone or is that it says Branson West?
Thousand Hills.
Fairways at Thousand Hills.
What are they asking for?
That's what I don't understand.
I don't either.
It looks to me like it's facing the parking lot. Does that make a difference?
Yeah, it hasn't. I mean, I don't even know what they're asking.
According to our median sales.
Oh, well, I think them go all the way through.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. That just shows that there's two or three condos stacked up.
Okay. Three stories.
Gotcha.
I don't know what they're asking.
You mean when the lines are like that, that means stories tall?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
How many years have I been doing that?
If you get over here, you can see them stacked up.
Hey, that's what it is. They've got it turned. If they would turn it like they do sometimes. I've got my head turned over here trying to read it like this.
Now you can see it.
Yeah, see? I see that.
If I knew what they was asking for, it'd be easier.
May I suggest either we move on, make a motion, or we can always come back if they...
Do we have a phone number on their application that we can call?
Won't you call it, because I'm going to make a motion to deny if we don't get in touch with him. I don't know what he's asking for.
Well, they just put $20,000 in it, right?
Is this Mr. Henderson?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Henderson, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yeah.
We have a parcel here that is scheduled today for 2:15 to talk with you about an appeal on value.
Yeah, I called and canceled that last week.
Well, we missed that, and you have my apology, sir.
Well, I apologize to you, but I had a long conversation with the clerk in the clerk's office, and then with Sheila, and then I think I even talked to someone in your office, and I just simply could not get. I know that you had trouble getting. Are you the assessor?
No, sir. I'm on the Board of Equalization. I'm one of the commissioners.
Okay. Well, I talked to the assessor's office, and the way this is with the realtor, Board of Realtors, they can't get any information, and I was trying to figure out how he came up with the 8% increase, because I wanted to start from that, but I went to a realtor and she gave me a lot of information, but it didn't have, had a lot of sales figures, but it didn't have what the sales price was and things like that. So, but she said that she thought the condo market in France was down about 25%.
Well, let me ask you, because on the form that you sent in, you didn't really ask for anything other than tell us what the purchase price was. You didn't list a fair market value.
Well, that's what I was trying to determine, because the unit's been on the market for over a year, and I think it's had one showing. But I decided that it was not a fire sale, so I was not going to could hold on and wait and see if it went up a little bit. But I was trying to figure out what the fair market value was, and I had some real estate sheets from the MLS and also from the realtor that pulled some things together, and I was trying to find some comps, and I was using those comps in Thousand Hills, and then Woodlands is close by, and then Point Loma, and then I found some sales out here at Stonebridge. But, it was all over the map, and I sort of limited to three bedroom, three baths, but I guess I was just surprised that everybody thinks the market is down, but yet the assessment went up, and I thought, well, a fair market price is, as stated in some of the literature I got, is what a willing buyer is willing to sell to, or a willing seller is willing to sell to a willing buyer. I'm willing to sell at a price, but no one's willing to buy at that price. So. And I had a nibble, and the woman told me she wanted to use that condo as her primary residence. She said, she went to five banks, and she says, I couldn't find anyone that would even talk to me, so I don't think it's going to get any better for a while. But
Mr. Henderson, how much do you have your property listed for?
$159,000, I think. $159,000. Yeah. Well, it might be $149,000. We've been coming down, and we've taken it. The listing expired in July. It's not even listed anymore.
Okay.
It's just sitting there.
And you've had it listed for a year?
Yeah. Actually, this is the second time. We had it listed several years ago with a different realtor, and we were living out of the area at that time, and he had no takers then either. So it's just, I think that the market is flooded right now with condos and timeshares. So, but I thought perhaps that the assessor's office could give me some lead about how they arrived at that, and so then I could march through those same steps and see what I came up with. But I couldn't get anything, so I finally called and said, and they wanted a lot of stuff in advance. And, senior citizens that don't have access to fax and covers and so forth, and I thought, my gosh, I can't reproduce this whole real estate booklet that they gave me. And so I was concerned. What really bothered me was that the school sold the new school bond issue on the basis of telling people your taxes would rise. I think they meant the tax rate, but it seems to me like there's been an in-run here where the assessor has said, okay, we're not going to raise the tax rate, but we're going to raise the assessment. So as far as the taxpayer goes, it's the same old, same old.
Now, how much of an increase did this property see? Did you say 8%?
Well, if Sheila said if the tax rate remained the same, then my tax bill would go up $108. But she's not sure it would remain the same, because I don't know.
What was the evaluation before?
If your tax rate went stayed
the same. Well, the new evaluation, if you take that 19% and figure it has $134,000-something is the evaluation. And so,
it's 14,290.
I'm just looking at, and this is just about the Christine, third year in a row that the taxes just keep going
up. What was the value before?
And that is a double whammy, because when people get interested in something, one of the first things they want to do is how much are the taxes. So, but I don't know. I just kind of reached the point where I thought, it's just little old me, and I'm a senior citizen, and I don't have the big guns, and I thought, I think I'd be wasting your time and everybody else's time, because I did check with Sheila, to make sure that it was properly listed, as far as category and the space and that sort of thing. So everything there seems to be proper. But I don't, know. I know that there have been units in Thousand Hills change hands, and I think Sheila told me that there have been some appeals from Thousand Hills, but I have no way of knowing how they went. So here we sit. I'm sorry that you didn't get the word, because I'm not in the habit of standing people up. And I, after 25 years in the Navy, I learned to, to keep appointments that were scheduled. But I called and I said, you may as well cancel that. And this was about Wednesday or Thursday of last week.
Well, let me apologize to you for that message not getting here. We will go ahead and review this with others that we have in that area, and then we'll contact you if we make any decision regarding that at all. Okay, sir?
Yeah. I think the path would be, if you could figure out the logic and the rationale that the assessor used to raise it. I'm not disputing it may be valid, but it just seems counter crosswise to what's happening in the market. But I appreciate it, and it's you I owe the apology to, but I think I will call the clerk and say, why didn't you pass that along to the Board of Equalization?
Actually, we have representatives of the clerk's office here, and it's just one that we missed. We've got hundreds that we've had, so I can understand.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling. I never expected that I would hear from anybody, but I do appreciate that. And so, if you look it over, and if you've got others, that I think, there's 72 units that are there in the fairways, and they're carbon copies of each other, and so there are a lot of properties that could be comped, but getting the sales figures is the difficulty. Why is it that there hasn't been people push a petition on the ballot to make these things? We came from Rhode Island, and every week in the Newport Daily News there was a column. It would show the address of the property, how much it was listed for sale, who owned it, who bought it, and how much they paid. So it would sure make life easier around here, because when property changes hands, there's no tax. There's something in some states called it's not points, but it's almost like a sales tax, but it's transfer points or something like that. And you can kind of take those and walk around. But this is crazy. For a show-me state, they're not showing much. So.
Well, Mr. Henderson, this is James Strahan, the county assessor. And I'm going to make a motion or make a recommendation to this board to lower your value to last year's value. It'll be a slight decrease. The increase appears that some of the others didn't get it, and I don't understand why, unless the screening in of your back porch had never been picked up until this year. But
I certainly appreciate that, and I thank you for looking into it. And I'm not criticizing anyone. It's just that I'm...
No, we understand. James, is that a value of $124,605?
Yeah, that was what.
That's what it was.
That's what my recommendation.
Hold on, just a moment, sir. I would entertain a motion.
Motion to take the assessor's recommendations and set value per recommendations on BOE appeal number 0284.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower BOA appeal number 0284 to $124,605 based upon the assessor's recommendation. Any discussion?